Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I'm John Batson with my colleagues Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy and his colleague Ahmed Jarawi. We're looking at Syria, but that means to look at the threat of Kataib Hezbollah, an Iraqi-based militia, very capable, very large, well-armed, well-financed. These are Iraqis, but they are sympathetic and beholden to, working for, available to the Iranian regime. And the report is that Syria is looking to block their entry into Syria. But, Bill, you have a report. We need to know about their allegiances. Are they guns for hire? Are they doing the bidding of Tehran? Are they freebooters now, given Tehran under pressure? How do you see them, Bill?
Yeah, so the report that there was an attack on U.S. base over the weekend, no group has claimed responsibility for this. So three drones were launched at U.S. troops who were based out of the Ayn al-Assad air base in Anbar province. It's near Ramadi. So again, no group has claimed credit for this, but we know that a group, well, really it's an amalgamation of groups. It's a front group for all of the Shia terror organizations. It calls itself the Islamic Resistance of Iraq. It's claimed numerous attacks against U.S. forces in the past. They had ceased earlier this year, those attacks later last year, after the Biden administration began striking the group. So there, it's made up of Iranian-backed terror organizations. Kataib Hezbollah or Hezbollah Brigades is one of them. Other groups like the League of the Righteous, the Ayman Ali Brigades, which was just listed as a foreign terrorist organization. All these groups are listed by the U.S. as terrorist organizations, or at least the big ones that are a part of this. They take direction from the Iranians, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. They're funded. They get weapons from them. They get the military, guidance. Sometimes, obviously training on weapons. The drones that they're using are most likely provided by Iran. So these groups, like all of the groups, like Hezbollah, like the Houthis, the Iranians never ask them to do more than these groups think that they can do. They won't ask them to risk their existence. These groups are dangerous, by the way. They've been responsible for killing over 600 Americans up to the point when the U.S. left Iraq in 2011. They shouldn't be underestimated. They haven't had the ability to strike directly at Israel. At least when they do it, it's been on the margins. They claim they've launched drones into Israel, but they've really had very little effect, more of a harassment attacks than anything. And there's a proximity issue, but where they pose the danger is to U.S. troops that are based inside of Iraq and in Syria. And in the past, they have killed and wounded dozens of Americans in these types of attacks.
And Bill, will you say capable of projecting power with missiles, with drones, with ground troops, with artillery? What do you mean by capable?
I would argue in all of those. Now they run the risk. They haven't launched ground attacks against U.S. bases. Mostly short range, short and medium range rockets and missiles, mortars, and as well as drones. Those have been the primary methods of attack against U.S. forces. We remember we had that one attack in Jordan that killed three American troops and wounded several others. That was last year. So they are, if they concentrate their fire, they haven't launched those ground attacks against U.S. forces. It has surprised me, but I think they feel that the pressure that they put on the U.S. is enough. And look, the Trump administration is cutting back U.S. troops inside of Syria. They're going to draw down to somewhere between 1,000 to 500 troops confined to a single one or several smaller locations. And that's the type of pressure these types of attacks have had. They've caused successive administrations to tire being in both Iraq and Syria.
Ahmed, my memory is that al-Shara, when he was in al-Jilani, is a man who's been marked as an enemy of Iraq or the Iraq nationalist. Maybe the Kitab Hezbollah, I'm not sure. It's a dim memory. Is that accurate? Is there no love lost between Iraq and al-Shara?
There indeed is. All the Iraqi militias hate Ahmad al-Shara. And actually, most of Iraq's Shia community have, again, labeled him as keep referring to him as a terrorist and with Iraqi blood on his hands. This is because he was arrested by U.S. forces in 2005 and was a member of Al-Qaeda, which committed multiple attacks against Iraq's Shia community. So he's still viewed in that way.
So he has an enemy, a very capable enemy of projecting power into Damascus. Is that correct?
He does have an enemy, but I don't know if the priority right now is al-Shara. I think the priority now is if this enemy sees that its main backer in Tehran is impacted by the Israeli strikes, then they might start acting against U.S. interests and U.S. bases in the region. I think al-Shara comes right now is not the priority for these Iraqi groups.
The Iranians did not, to my knowledge, yet sign off that they're done with Syria. They would like it back so they can reach Hezbollah. Is the Iran regime now teetering? We're told that it's very fragile. Does that affect Shara and his options into the future? Or is he a man who's just waiting to be told by MBS and the U.S. what to do? I believe we're lifting sanctions. Is that what he really cares about, or does he want to stand independent of all of it?
What Shara wants is stability. I think that includes security, economic stability. And I think if Iran is significantly weakened, then its regional ambitions are weakened, and thus it would be easier to handle any attempts of helping Hezbollah rearm through Syrian territory. So I wouldn't be surprised if Shara wishes that the Iranian regime falls, or that Iran is significantly weakened. But again, I think his main priority right now is domestic stability, securing his place as president, and ensuring that Syria does not return to conflict anytime soon.
And Bill, how should we regard Kitab Hezbollah? Are they going to keep their heads down?
Yeah, right now it's difficult to tell. I suspect that they are going to keep their heads down. Not just Kitab Hezbollah, remember there's other groups as well. They all receive direction from the Iranians. They are going to keep their heads down until the Iranians tell them it's time for them to act. And now each group will assess if it's in their interest to do so. But that attack over the weekend, the fact that it wasn't claimed tells me that one of these groups or one or several of these groups, militias, may have acted independently. That certainly is possible. I don't think the Iranians mind that, but I think the fact that we haven't gotten a direct claim from these groups, 2 days later, tells me that this isn't something that was orchestrated. It was probably done independently of a wider strategy. But if they do decide to weigh in, it's going to be to harass the United States. Their ability to impact the situation in Israel is limited because they don't really have the weapon systems for it at the moment.
Bill Raggio, Ahmad Sharari.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America. And this summer, they're making it easier to drive one home. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the Rogue and Pathfinder. So you can get the car you want at the price that feels right. But don't wait. These deals are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. See why Nissan is number one for new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.